This Shabbos, we take out 3 Sifrei Torah. We take out 3 Torah scrolls. We read from Parashas Vayikra. It's Rosh Chodesh, and we read the reading of Rosh Chodesh. And as well, it's one of the 4 special Shabbos we have before Pesach, because it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but it's Parashas HaChodesh. So it's one of the rare times we take out 3 Sifrei Torah. And in fact, yeah, I believe that was actually my father's Bar Mitzvah Parsha as well many years ago. He told me he had 3 Sifrei Torah. And it's the beginning of April, so it's right about now. What is the Seder HaKriya? So the order of reading is it's Parsha Shavua. We read Rosh Chodesh, and then we read Parshas HaChodesh. Why do we read Rosh Chodesh before Parshas HaChodesh? And that's based on Tadir, V'she'eno Tadir, Tadir Kodem. When you have 2 competing commandments to be done at the same time, and the question is, which one takes precedence? So the general rule is, if one is frequent and one is less frequent, the more frequent takes precedence. And since Rosh Chodesh happens more than Parshas HaChodesh, hence we read from Rosh Chodesh first. Where else do we have that we read from 3 Sifrei Torah? So actually, that also happens on Shabbos, Chanukah, which is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, which it always happens Rosh Chodesh is over Chanukah because Chanukah is Chafei Kislev, the 25th day of the month. However, you don't always have a Shabbos and a Rosh Chodesh on the same day. So when you have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and in Chanukah, we take out 3 Sifrei Torah. We read from Parsha Shavua, we read from Rosh Chodesh, and we read from Chanukah. So, or for Chanukah. So the question is, and why is that so? Why do we read? So what is the order? The order is Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, and presumably why? Because, as we said, the principle of Tadir, V'she'enu Tadir, Tadir Kodem, since Rosh Chodesh happens more frequently than Chanukah, so therefore we read Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. That's what we do. However, our custom seems to go against the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos raises the question. It's not a 21st century Shiloh, at least not in North America. But as always, you give extreme cases to learn the principle. So Gemara wants to know, if you only have enough money to do one of the following commandments, which one do you do? So what are the 3 choices? The 3 choices are near Shabbos, candles for Shabbos, near Chanukah, candles for Chanukah, and Kiddush Al Hayayin, wine for Kiddush. So which one do we do? So the Gemara says, Pshit, it's obvious, near Shabbos wins. Why does near Shabbos win? Because the Gemara says, because it's Sholem Bayis. Because we know that one of the purposes of lighting Shabbos candles is to have light in one's home, and light is connected with happiness, because there's nothing worse than stubbing your toe in the dark. There's a certain tension. So light brings a certain joy. That's why, as we finishing the winter months, it's called SAD. Seasonal adjustment disorder, that people are more depressed during the winter months when there's less light out. When there's more light out, so it brings simcha. Chazal are well aware of that years ago as they instituted Ner Shabbos for Shalom Bayis purposes. So everyone knows Ner Shabbos takes precedence because of Shalom Bayis. The Gemara says, but what about between Ner Chanukah and wine for Kiddush? Well, what does each one have going for it? Ner Chanukah, candles for Chanukah, has Persumei Nisa going for it, publicizing the miracle. And wine for Kiddush has the frequency, Tadir, going for it. So the base of the question is, if you have a conflict between Persumei Nisa and Tadir, which one wins? So the Gemara says first Ner Shabbos because of Shalom Bayis. Then the Gemara says Ner Chanukah, so must, because Persumei Nisa Ada, publicizing the miracle, is greater than the principle of Tadir. And that would be the order: first Shabbos candles, then Chanukah candles, and then wine for Kiddush. So comes along Tosfos and asks the following question: If we see when we have a choice between something which is Tadir like Kiddush, and something which is Persumei Nisa like Chanukah, Persumei Nisa wins. So Tosfos asks then, reading about Chanukah is Persumei Nisa, Rosh Chodesh is Tadir. Just like the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah comes before wine for Kiddush. So too, when we read Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, we should read Parsha, Chanukah, and then Rosh Chodesh. Why is it that we read Rosh Chodesh and then Chanukah is or Persumei Nisa Adif? That's the Shiloh of Tosfos and other Rishonim. So the two schools of thought in terms of how you reconcile. So one school of thought is that basically there's no contradiction. Really, we should read, as we do, Rosh Chodesh then Chanukah. I Persumei Nisa Adev. So no, so some want to point out, the only time we say Persumei Nisa Adev, publicized the miracle wins over Tadir, the Gemara's case was a case of either or. If I only could do one out of the three, which one should I pick? So when it comes to a choice of which mitzvah I'm going to do, or if I'm going to do a mitzvah, so then Persumei Nisa is the determining factor. Tadir only kicks in when we have a precedent, when we have a sequence. When we're doing, already are doing many things, and now what order am I doing them in? So then we kick in the principle, one of the principles that apply is the principle of Tadir, and you do the one more frequent first. So that is the principle of, so that's what some Rishonim point out, and that's why first we do Rosh Chodesh because it's Tadir, and then we read Chanukah because of Persumei Nisa. So behold, the either or versus both sequence is not akasha. But other Rishonim say Persumei Nisa Adav wins. Persumei Nisa Adav wins. Even Persumei Nisa Adav wins, even to go first. Adav means not only to pick it over Tadir, but even in terms of precedence. So what would they do with the order of Kriyas HaTorah? So then Chanukah should be first. So they answer Achron, Achron, Chaviv. Sometimes we normally, most cases, being first gives it more chashivas, more importance, and that's why Persumei Nisa, it says Persumei Nisa Adif. It doesn't say Kodem. So they say, we want to read from the Haftorah of the Neir HaSachai, we want to read the Haftorah of Chanukah. So the halacha is, the one that you read from Naftar, that's where you read the Haftorah from. So in order to give a chashivas, normally being first is chashiv, but in this case being last is chashiv, because you get to read from the Haftorah of Chanukah. But therefore, there's two schools of thought. If we say Persume Nisa beats Tadir, is it only either or? But if sequence Tadir wins, or no, Persume Nisa wins in both cases. So either way, so according to the first answer, it's not Akasha. Of course you read Rosh Chodesh first, because it's Tadir. But according to the second answer, why Chanukah last? Because you're giving it more Achashiv is by putting it last, because it's Av Torah. All right, so the question is, then what about during the week, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah? So we read Rosh Chodesh and then Chanukah. So why, Bishlom, according to the approach number one, that Persume Nisa wins if you're making a choice to doing which mitzvah. But if I'm doing both, the question is, what's the order? Tadir, therefore it makes sense. Rosh Chodesh during the week of Chanukah, we do first Rosh Chodesh, then Chanukah. According to the second approach, that the reason why we read it last is because Achron, we want to read the Haftorah, but there is no Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. So how come then? How come then we read it at the end? So that's what they explain. There really is no Persume Nisa in the Kriyas HaTorah. The only Persume Nisa is the Haftorah. So since during the week you're not reading the Haftorah, so therefore it's Tadir versus nothing, and therefore you read Rosh Chodesh first. So with either approach you take, it's the order is the same. We read from Shabbos. We go to Rosh Chodesh, and then we do Chanukah. And that's what the commentators point out. So we see that in life there's always choices to make. There's priority in mitzvahs, and therefore it's much easier to choose good from bad. Because when good from bad, so at least it's easier to choose in theory. You know, you might not always live up to it and do the right thing, but the first step is to know what the right thing is. So the first thing is to prioritize and to make things, to know what things are important, what things aren't. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik always used to point out, and we're going to be doing it this year. This year, Friday night, the first night of Pesach, is on Shabbos, and the second night is going to make Havdalah. So what do we do when we make Havdalah? So normally on a Saturday, we make Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. We make a bracha separating Kedusha from Chol. But this year we're going to say Amadil Ben Kodesh Wa Kodesh. We have to make a distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos is on a higher level than Yom Tov. In fact, we see throughout there are many different levels of Kedusha. We have Kedusha Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzahs. Everything's really Kodesh. We just call it Kodesh and Chol, just because it's just a lower level of Kodesh. But we have so many different grades of Kodesh. The Rabbi says, why not just be one thing? Hamavdil ben Kodesh or Chol, there should only be one Kodesh. Why are there so many different shades of Kodesh? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because in life, we're going to be forced to make many decisions. And many decisions in life, the easier ones are choosing good from evil. But the more difficult questions are choosing good from good. Do I do Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, Kiddush? Do I read Vayikra, Rosh Chodesh, Parsha Chodesh? What is the order? So one has to realize that in life, there are many different levels of Kiddush. There are many different decisions and things we have to go with. All good, but the trick is you have to look at the big picture and prioritize and to know exactly what's more important, what's less important. There are many mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs are important, but sometimes you got to choose. If it's a Shabbos emergency, so you got to desecrate the Shabbos to save a life. You have to know all the different principles in terms of what's considered more chashuv or not. That's a, And that's what we're going to do, and that's the pshat we do in the Havdalah. We said, Amavdil ben Kodesh v'Kodesh, that we have to learn to separate. Many people could separate between Kodesh and Chol. Not everyone can, but it's easier. But Amavdil ben Kodesh v'Kodesh, separating, learning, appreciating different levels of Kedusha, that's what we have to appreciate. And that's what we're going to be saying on the second night of Pesach, in order to take a big picture and to see what's important in life and what are less important.